7 richest countries in the world. Now them a have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way, oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them dancing go the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet.
Greetings again, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, June the 30th, 2013. I am the ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. All right. Verse 2, chapter 3 of Ezra. You see, we're looking at this scripture and showing how we are to bring forth the solutions to our problems. See, we're divided as a human family, but the Hebrew Israelite nation teach us to stand together as one man, meaning one human family. Stop being Republicans and Democrats. Stop using our color to divide against each other. Stop using our race and religion to divide against each other. Stop using our ethnicity to divide against each other. The Quran says we are created as different, paraphrasing now, we are created as different people, as many people, that we may get to know one another. In getting to know one another, we will get to know and come to know the Most High and the power of the Most High within us all. But we must become truthful concerning history. You see, we know a lot about European history, and that is distorted. But we don't know a lot about other than European history. How about African history? How about brown, red, and yellow history? Asian history? Central and South American, Mexican history? History of the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean? Especially Africa, we know nothing. Nothing of our culture. Even Africans living in Africa know nothing of African history. So, one people, meaning come together, learn from one another. Get to know one another, talk to each other, share with each other, and we will share and be one man and woman, one human family to Jerusalem, teacher of peace, teacher, the universe, the original Jerusalem. And we become Jerusalem, the wife of Christ, the teacher of peace. Verse 2, chapter 3, then stood up Jeshua, the son of Josedek, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, and builded the altar of God, of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings therein, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. So, we're looking at how the scripture is teaching us what we must do. You know about the president using drones to kill and destroy, using Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra to kill and destroy. You know that's the Zabinsky way of killing. You know that the Republicans, along with the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, want Obama to kill harder. You know that they are using Snowden and Greenwald to try and push Obama into putting troops and soldiers and boots, American military, on the ground in Syria to kill and kill harder? You know that Obama doesn't mind using Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra to kill and destroy in Syria. You know that the International Monetary Fund has come into Egypt to destroy Egypt, to drive the prices high, to administer a regressive tax on the people. You know that they have come in to redo the economy, to destroy and crush the poor working class masses of the people in Egypt. And what are the people in Egypt doing? What are the people in Egypt doing when they look at debt and usury? When they look at their foodstuffs and gas and oil going up? What do you see the workers in various places of the planet doing? They stand up. The scripture in verse 2 of chapter 3 in Ezra, the helper, they stood up, 6965, to rise, to arise, to stand, to rise up and stand up. The word is kum in the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. To arise, to come on the scene, to become powerful. So you see the masses of the people rising up and standing up. And the military in Egypt, they have now seen fit to depose Mohamed Morsi, who with the Muslim Brotherhood, not adhering to the tenets of Islam, allowing all of this debt and usury and abuse and misuse from the International Monetary Fund, the House of Rothschild. Now Mohamed Morsi is out of power. Now the Muslim Brotherhood, who were not following Islam by allowing usury and debt, they're out of power. And we see that one of those things that drove Mohamed Morsi out of power was because he began to bow to the Sunni clergy in Egypt, who gathered together to call jihad on Bashir Assad in Syria. You see, there's a split in Islam. You have Shiites. Syria is mainly Shiite, and Shiite Muslims and Alawite Christians. You have Hezbollah in Lebanon, who are Shiites. You have Hamas, I believe, in Palestine, who are Shiites. You have Iran, who is Shiite Muslims mainly. The Shiites have been played against the Sunnis, and the main leadership in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Saudi Arabia principally, and Qatar, and these various Islamic places, most of the leadership is Sunni. And so the leadership has sold out the poor working class masses of Sunni Muslims and sold out the masses of their constituency and citizenship to do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And they have sold out and are now fighting the Shiite leadership in Syria, in Palestine and Lebanon, in Iran. To do what? To destroy poor working class people. Mohamed Morsi said he would commit Egyptian troops, according to Webster Tarpley, who quoted the Irish Times, that Mohamed Morsi was going to punk out and capitulate, not stand up, but capitulate with the Sunni clergy who are selling out to America, Britain, and France, and Israel, and commit Egyptian troops to kill and destroy in Syria and join al-Nusra and al-Qaeda. And the military of Egypt said, no, we're not going that route. The military in Egypt said, we don't mind the IMF in our country destroying our people. We don't mind that the IMF is committing usury, abuse and misuse, and driving the prices of everything exorbitantly high, and rewriting and rearranging the tax code to destroy poor working class. But Morsi, you want to send the troops into Syria? We draw the line there. I'm pointing out the hypocrisy of the military. The people should not trust the military. The military usually meets with Washington, D.C. to see how to squash the revolution. Tanduri, I believe his name was, when the so-called Arab Spring in Egypt a couple of years ago, and another military man was in Washington, D.C. getting instructions on how to go back into Egypt to spin the revolution. And you see that Mohamed Morsi got into power, but he punked out and capitulated. So the people are standing up again. The people in Egypt are standing up as one human family. Let's continue to look at that situation. We look and we see that Mohamed El Baradei, who used to be the head of the IAEA, that body that monitors nuclear weapons, but he didn't go far enough. He never would condemn Israel for having nuclear weapons. He played the game and sometimes would act good, but never would point out Israel as being the most wicked and they who have the most nuclear weapons in that region. He wants to maybe run for prime minister in Egypt. But we are looking at Hamdine Sabahi. This man sounds like he wants to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Hamdine Sabahi is saying living wage job for all, health care for all, education for all. Hamdine Sabahi is saying no to the IMF, no to America, no to Britain, no to Israel. And this man came in third in the elections that produced Mohamed Morsi. And hopefully we pray that Hamdine Sabahi remains true and stands up like the children of Israel, African Hebrew Israelite nation did. And all of this, and let me say it while it's on my mind, they want killing so bad in Syria. The Republicans, McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator John McCain, Bilderbergs, House of Rothschild, they have gone before the United Nations to ask the United Nations to grant them the power to so-called fly over Syria for humanitarian reasons and drop bombs for humanitarian reasons, claiming that Bashar al-Assad is killing and destroying his people. See what's going on, sisters and brothers, and we have to stand up and seek out information that is truthful. You see, Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra are losing. They have lost various strongholds, and the Assad government is winning. You see, the Assad government was attacked by the CIA, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda. Al-Nusra, al-Qaeda is losing. And so McCain, Lindsey Graham, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, they don't want to see Obama killed in a slow fashion. They want to see Obama killed in a quick, hard fashion. Bring troops, boots on the ground. Help al-Qaeda, help al-Nusra to kill hard. Take the country and then move on to Iran. Take that country, destroy them, isolate Russia, isolate China. They love to kill. So what we, and this is even though Assad has recreated the constitution to uphold women's rights, uphold the rights of the masses of the people, bring women into the government, oppressed women, to eliminate poverty, raise up the living standards of the people. But al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, they're killers and mercenaries working for the CIA, working for the wicked ones that we speak about,
the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan. So what do? In the midst of all of this wickedness, we seek the truth. We seek true information. We listen to all. We decipher. We discern. We use the mind of the Most High. We use our soul, our minds, our hearts, and our passions tied to the principles of life and existence. Do we say that Assad is totally righteous? No. But we say the man has recreated his constitution. You see, they want to do in Syria what they did to Gaddafi in Libya. Gaddafi was working to disconnect Africa from the wicked, nasty, rotten International Monetary Fund. And now you see the president of the United States of North America in Africa right now cutting nasty, rotten deals, such as the equivalent to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, cutting partnership deals, privatized partnership deals that would do nothing but destroy the poor and depressed proletariat, working class masses of the people of Africa, opening a little middle class sector that will help to destroy the poor working class masses, and then support the elites in Africa. And they in turn support the wicked ruling class and ruling families, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. And so what are we to do? Stand up. And then it says, then stood up Yeshua. And Yeshua is Yeshua. That word we use, Yahushua, Yeshua, Yeshua. This word, Yeshua, 3442, Hebrew side, he is saved. That's what this word means. We need salvation. We need to be saved. The poor working class masses of the people need to be saved. We need to come together, stand up as one man, one human family. Black man and woman, stand up as one. Brown man and woman, red man and woman, yellow man and woman, poor working class, white man and woman, we have to stand as one and stand up and work the principles of life and existence that we may save ourselves, save the oppressed, save the poor working class masses of the people. This root is rooted in Yahushua. And this word is the word given to the man that you call Jesus, whose name is really Yahushua. And the word Yeh is the short of Yahweh Yehovah, so we're talking about the principles of existence coming into being, arising, coming on the scene, the principles of life and existence, the principles that should be made readily available to every human being under the sun. And the Shua portion is that word 3467 that has to do with salvation and deliverance and preservation and avenging and defend and rescue. We need to be rescued, and the principles of life and existence will rescue us. And the Most High, life, existence, wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Health, wealth, and prosperity to the oppressed masses, and liberation and deliverance for the oppressed masses. These are the principles that will help us today. These are the principles that we must rally around and stand up on. These are the principles that stood up. The son of Josedek. You see, we have to go into the definitions of the words to understand what we are to be doing in this time. We are to stand up against warfare and bloodshed. Stand up on the principles of life and existence and being and arising and coming on the scene for all. Stand up for liberation and deliverance of the oppressed from the oppressor. The words Josedek is Jehovah is righteous. So we're back to Jehovah. Yahweh Yehovah, the principles of existence and life, our almighty God Father and Goddess Mother giving birth to existence and life and being and existence and arising and coming on the scene, that causative factor. Yahweh Yahovah is the one that causes us to come into being, causes quantum physics, causes quantum mechanics, causes the existence and coming into being of the universe. So Jehovah is righteousness. This means the principles of life and existence are righteous. And the word is rooted in Yehoshadak. Jehovah is righteous, and I'm trying to get to the righteous. The word righteous is Sadek, and that word means to be just, meaning justice, to be righteous, to have a just cause, to be in the right, to be righteous, to be put or made right, to be justified. You see, the wicked ruling class and families have deemed us and judged us to be worthy of death, hell, and destruction, hence genocide, hence eugenics, and in their minds, cleaning up the gene pool by destroying the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, because we are genetically inferior to their genetic superiority. Speaking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. So we have to be justified. We have to be seen as righteous and seen as they who uphold justice. We need to be made to appear righteous, because in the eyes of the law, which is why we are in jail, black people, they deem us unrighteous. They say, you're poor, you're black, go to jail. They know that the drugs are more prevalent in the white community because of their sheer numbers. But the police have sold out to the wicked ruling class, and they come into the black and the brown community, stop and frisk, arrest us all the time, arrest us for that which is more prevalent in the so-called white community. So we need to become righteous, need to become justice, and we need to see each other as being righteous and justified and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Our conduct and character must be exemplary. We must become Sadek. We must become righteous. We must, in our righteousness, stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. These are the principles that we must uphold. We must stand on these principles. We want to be the son of righteousness, the son of justice, the daughter of righteousness, and the daughter of justice. Says, and his brethren, are we brothers? Are we sisters? The priests, well, the priest is that individual, male or female. In Africa, we have priestesses. And in the scripture, they didn't translate priest and priestess. They just gave you priest, because the English writers, see, the original scriptures, male and female, priest and priestesses, gods and goddesses, Elohim. King James, Shakespeare, and others, they only gave you the male because they're chauvinistic, but they took the words out of the original African Hebrew and then took off the female. Took the words out of the Greek and made sure that we only get the male and not the female. But we say priests and priestesses. The priest and the priestess are they who communicate with the Most High, Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence, and give that communication to the people, that we may, as one people, one human family, stand up and rise up as salvation, as the instrument of salvation, and as children of justice and righteousness. It says, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren. Zerubbabel, you see, you have to always continue to do investigation. See, Babel in the African Hebrew language means confusion only because, let me go ahead and hit that word right quick. Let me see now. The Babel is 894. Now, Babel literally means the gate of God. So when you see the Tower of Babel, what you see is, and we've said this before, a society that has all of the science and the technology and metallurgy and medicine and so on and so forth, all of the high technical reality of a civilization, but disconnected from the Most High. Same as America. America is the greatest technologically advanced society in Europe, but they are disconnected from the Most High. So you have all this science and technology, but you don't have God. You don't have goddess. You don't have life. So you have nothing but death. But they use science and they use astrology and they use science and technology. They use everything under the sun to perpetuate death. But we say use science and technology and everything under the sun to perpetuate life, which is the original intent of the Most High Yahweh Yahovah, life and existence. So Babel is a good word. It means gate of God. You are the gate of God. I am the gate of God. The universe is the gate of God. But these try to have all of this without the Most High and perpetuate death. And then they began to perpetuate confusion, because the etymological root is confounded and mixed and confused. So rather than capture the unmitigated truth and justice and righteousness of the Most High, you began to see them mix in confusion and mingle in confusion. Bob Marley said, too much mix-up in the mix-up. He wanted another session, not another version. Too much mix-up in the mix-up. And so this society is the same, mixed up, confused, and we become feed for animals. This is what the word Balal, not Bilal, but Balal means. It means mingle, confuse, provender, feed animals, mix oneself. And so we become mixed up and confused and destroyed, and we become feed and fodder. The word provender is food and fodder. So we become feed and fodder for the system because we've been destroyed, and Babel has been misused and turned into Balal. This is not the Islamic Bilal. This is Balal, an African Hebrew word that means mingle and confuse, and the system is confusing. Look at all the action going on in Washington, D.C. Confusion. Look at Snowden. Look at Greenwald. Look at how the information is being used to confuse. Look at how the prime ministers and the presidents work to confuse the people. Look at how the system confuses so that we may be made fodder to be destroyed. But we want the Babel that is the gate of God. And Zerubbabel means to sow in confusion when you look at the misuse. To sow in Babylon. To sow in confusion. To sow in mix-up and confounding, that we may be made fodder, that we may be destroyed. And the Zeru part means to be burned and scorched, to perish, to be dissipated, to pour out, to flow off or away. So you sow in confusion and you sow in destruction to be made fodder for animal and animal system to be destroyed. But what we are going to do is turn this word around and say Zerubbabel is to sow in the gate of God. You see, Zerubbabel is now using his name for the righteous portion. And Zerubbabel now is sown in the gate of God. Even in the Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, they don't say that the Babel is the gate of God. But when you look up one of the words in front of it, it talks about a gate. And so when you do investigation and you know that El is God and Bab is gate, then you know that gate of God and gods and goddesses, we must be Elohim, the gates of God, the gates of righteousness. So Zerubbabel is sowing in, sowing righteousness, sowing truth, and sowing in the righteous reality of the gate of God. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.